Montgomery.org.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FN?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Jane Metzler. On the wildfire front, some good news and bad news.
In Sonoma County, the Kincade Fire has burned 77,000 acres. It's now at 65% containment. Officials are allowing thousands of evacuees to return home.
Fox's Ray Bogan.
Evacuations here in San Bernardino are now lifted and residents are allowed to return home. But 850,000 people in Los Angeles and Ventura counties are still under critical fire weather warnings.
North of LA around Santa Paula, a new wind-driven wildfire erupting overnight could grow to 12,000 acres by this evening. More than 400,000 people waking up without power from South Carolina to Maine after severe storms tore through. Trees and power lines down. One trick-or-treater in New York State suffering broken bones when a tree fell on her. America is listening to Fox News.
For Halloween, then I'll come the shots, drink them up. Now we got the whole bar dancing. Soon everyone is hooking up. It's a Halloween one night stand, cause they all look hot. Oh, but how? Cause their faces are covered by a mask. Wake up next to Frankenstein saying, I've got to go. Where are my clothes? Walk of shame in my costume.
Have you been outside?
I'm freezing my baguettes off.
Let's get the latest.
Rich Thomas weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Where's my stuff? It tells me what I'm going to say, but that's okay. I mean, I know what the forecast is, so we can just do it nonchalantly. I can tell you that the Prattville Airport right now has fallen to 32 degrees, so the first freeze at the Prattville Airport. It's 35 in Montgomery, 36 in Maxwell, so we're exactly 40 degrees colder than it was yesterday morning at this same hour. How about that stuff? And our forecast calling for a cool, crisp, clear day today with a high temperature up to about 60. A little breezy. Northwest winds at 6 to 12. For tonight, a frost advisory is in effect. Clear skies. Overnight low temperature falls to the mid-30s by this time tomorrow morning. Frost on the ground. In fact, some areas reporting frost this morning. I had a lady just down in Crenshaw County just report a little frost on the ground down there around Brantley. And then for the day tomorrow and for Sunday as well, high temperature in the lower 60s with sunshine, blue skies, lows tonight in the upper 30s on Saturday night. And then on Monday, increasing clouds, not quite as cool, high around 67. How about that all from the top of my head? Right now this morning with clear skies, northwest winds at 6 miles per hour. It's 36 at Maxwell and 35 at Danley Field at 604.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help with historic low rates and an easy approval process. Your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Apply online or visit your local branch. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
It's Friday.
We're going to make it happen this weekend.
Really?
Really? What's that?
Daylight savings time.
Happy daylight savings time.
Saving.
Daylight saving, not plural, time.
I'm not questioning your plurality.
Daylight saving.
Don't forget to
set your clock back.
An hour.
Fall back.
Fall back.
Little fall back.
1 hour.
An hour.
Gain an hour.
We fall back.
Okay, let's go.
Showtime.
You said it was 32 in Prattville.
Yeah.
Does that mean Prattville Municipal or Prattville International Airport?
Which one? Yeah, you ever gone through customs there?
Wow.
Yeah, it's quite an experience. 5 minutes after six, it is chilly. And the first thing I noticed, and I'm glad the Dunkins are coming today, because all my tire alerts were off.
Yeah?
Yeah, the cold air, I think a lot of people are going to be going through this today. My left rear was 26, the front left was 29, the other two were normal. How does that happen?
I don't know, but cold weather does make those gauges. I mean, but you know what I love? And I think your car has it too. Can you turn it on from the outside the house and warm it up and have all the ice melt?
I don't have the kind of money you do.
No. I thought it was, it's the same make of cars. I thought you had that. But that is so cool, because we get in the car and the seats are warm. The ice is melted.
I don't have that either.
Oh, okay. And you, can you read your rain gauge from remotely? From No, you can't do
no,
that
No, I
either.
Can't do that either.
Right.
I'm poor. I'm poor.
Hey, thanks for breakfast. It was great.
I need to.
Friday morning, man. I love that. That was sausage and the scrambled eggs.
That was Kelly's Polish, and it comes in a 5-pack of Food Outlet, and I decided to try it a couple of weeks ago at home and loved it, so I figured if I like it, you guys will like it.
Do you realize for the last 3 or 4 mornings you've given me menu choices at 3 a.m.?
Why not?
I love that.
It's a little easier to do that these days.
Yeah, that's great.
Did you have any trick-or-treaters last night?
You know what? I think I had an attempted trick-or-treater. I had already crashed, and this was well after 7, because I crash early, I have to.
Yeah.
By the time I got to the door, they were gone. But first of all, I was in such a deep sleep. Who the hell is at the door? And I realized, it was a trick-or-treater. Yeah. I didn't. So, yes, I had an attempted trick-or-treater. How about you?
None. And our neighborhood has no streetlights or sidewalks.
Right.
Any parent that would have allowed their kid to trick-or-treat in pretty much pitch darkness
right.
would have been negligent, in my opinion. Although I bought one of those Costco candy bags with 150,000 different types of Hershey's chocolate.
So you were ready?
I was ready, but nothing happened. And so now what am I going to do with 150,000?
Well, don't go off your keto, man.
No. I was a good boy. I didn't touch anything last night.
Okay, me neither. And I went to infusion. I got the IV yesterday.
I'm so glad it's November. It's payday. I still can't afford a car.
I forgot about payday.
Can't afford a car that starts from the outside of the house or the heated seats. I did have that once. When I worked with that Lexus dealer in Florida.
Right.
You don't use them very often down there, but a seat heater is a nice thing.
Did you ever have the
toasted buns?
The steering wheel heater thing? No?
No.
Okay. Do you have a heater in the house?
I set my bed on fire.
Hey, I used the heater for the first time this morning. Did you have a heater?
Yes, did that last night. It was absolutely necessary. 8 minutes after six, the William Tell Wake Up is coming up. And later on this morning, Dunkin' It's Unpredictathon, JLF Random Facts. And we will give you a chance to buy those Kelly Smoked Sausages at Food Outlet, where they're always available at cost plus 10% during our pop quiz question.
608. From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The reward for information leading to an arrest in the case of missing 19-year-old Anaya Blanchard is now up to $85,000. Auburn police say evidence found in Anaya's car shows that she was harmed and is now considered a victim of foul play. 18 new police officers graduated from Montgomery Police Academy Thursday. They've completed 20 weeks of academic, firearm, and physical training. Montgomery police officials have made recruiting and retaining officers a priority in recent years by making sure the pay is competitive.
And the state's rapid response team will help workers impacted by the sudden closing of Frontier Spinning Mills in Wetumpka. Elmore County leaders say no reason has been given for the closure. 148 employees received a 60-day notice of the closure. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
'Twas the day after Halloween, and all through the town, the stores and the malls took decorations down. But what would they do with all that empty space? They'd fill it up good and put Christmas in its place. A retail wonderland is where we are living, but it hasn't snowed yet. It's not even Thanksgiving. Christmas is going to be one to remember. That's because we started on the 1st of November.
Are you ready for some football? Whether you yell War Eagle or Roll Tide, if you're fourth and goal, then it's time you call in a special team. Alabama Home Mortgage. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. With a starting lineup like ours, you can rest assured that you are dealing with the MVPs of the mortgage industry here at Alabama Home Mortgage. Do you feel like you're being blocked on every play? Take a timeout and make the call that will change it all. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223, or you can visit our website, alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com, and select the Blink link to get started today. Together, we can create the playbook that will lead to your financial victory. Don't let the clock run out. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223, or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the William Tell Wake Up at 6:12.
Wake your butt up!
Banning all political ads? Now I'll never know what's happening in the election.
Actually, you can, with something called the newspaper.
The newspaper? Can I get that on my phone?
You sure can. Every reputable newspaper has their own website.
But how will I troll journalists with negative tweets?
Most news websites have a comment section. You can even try writing to the editor.
Sounds complicated. You mean I have to complain in more than 280 characters?
It's actually better, because you can create more dialogue.
Shut up!
Plus, with a reputable newspaper, you follow laws and ethics where they legally must present facts.
I think that's fake news.
Either way, it's written by people who actually study journalism or political science.
All right, you convinced me. I'm getting a newspaper today.
Here, you can read mine.
Okay.
Just don't take it into the bathroom. I'm not finished.
District presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
I'm here to report on what could be a sea change. By the way, what's the latest temp?
35 at the airport.
Okay. What amounts to a sea change in Black Friday shopping.
Oh, yeah?
Over half, 61% of people say they have no plans to go to the store, any store, on Black Friday.
Friday, November 23rd is Black Friday. But companies don't want to wait until Black Friday to start Black Friday sales. So get ready for the early bird, precursor, beforehand, first arrival, not quite Black Friday, Black Friday sale. It's like Black Friday, only without the stampeding, the shoving, the pushing, and the stabbing. Save huge on everything you don't really need, but get caught up in the frenzy of old-fashioned greedy capitalism. The early bird, precursor, beforehand, first arrival, not quite Black Friday sale. Going on now, quick, buy stuff.
Black Friday is 4 weeks from today. Believe it or not, we have a very short shopping season this year, too.
It's the 29th this year.
I ordered a pre-lit tree yesterday.
You did?
Yeah.
From where?
Amazon.com.
Oh. Yeah. They have a nice one at Costco. I happened to see it yesterday. I went by there.
These were really, really priced well, so I said, all right. Enter.
So I said, all right.
You
grudge buying?
I'll be going back to my buddy at Dustin's lot on Vaughn Road there.
Oh, yeah.
In the old neighborhood. He gets the best trees. They last well into January. 61% of people, no plans to shop in person on Black Friday. Top reasons why, stores too busy, online shopping easier, cheaper prices aren't worth the hassle. Better deals at other times of the year. Customer service on Black Friday worse than normal. So maybe this will be the year to go out on Black Friday because so many people won't be. And it'll be at least reasonable.
I don't know how much I believe that as far as people saying they won't do it and they actually do.
Usually by Friday, everybody's so Thanksgiving'd out they want to get out of the house. And
yeah. Although most Black Fridays start in the afternoon of Thanksgiving. Around 5 o'clock.
Yeah, there's been a lot of that, but then some stores have stopped doing that because their customers thought it was inappropriate to spoil Thanksgiving with greed. Whatever.
Yeah. I don't buy into that. Yeah,
you know, this being the first day of November, so on television, it's all going to be Christmas commercials now. Which is kind of nice. I don't mind that, but also all the shopping centers will be Christmas wonderlands now.
Window dress, everything else,
and towns that do the that have had the decorations for decades, will put up their decorations. You know,
I like that. I like that. Milberg does that along Main Street.
Yeah.
Yesterday we did a very Halloween-y thing in the afternoon. I actually played some of Trilogy of Terror during the show.
Really,
the third part of that, which is called Amelia. Actually, we found the whole thing on YouTube.
Yeah.
And it's about this little warrior doll that a woman buys at an antique shop. And
and that's her now.
Oh, that was spooky.
I'm scared. Because a lot of people listed it as what they thought was the scariest thing of all time, and it was freaky. It is a freaky little thing. You want to watch the clip? That's a good way to start your heart this morning. 6:18. Buy Weiser, buy Kaiser. Kaiser Fine Furnishings, 4044 Wetumpka Highway. That's the place that's got, it's huge. It's enormous. And it's just outside the 10% tax district. So you'll save right off the bat on the tax you pay on whatever it is you choose. 8.25% versus 10%. Selection, nobody has more. Nobody comes close. It's a very big building. It's not ostentatious. It didn't waste a lot of money on, fancy things. They just filled it with great furniture and savings up to 60%. Black Friday kind of savings on Friday, November 1st. Stop by and see Stella. If you open a Synchrony account, qualified buyers can finance their purchase for 18 months at 0% interest and get a $50 gift card to boot. That's Kaiser, 4044 Wetumpka Highway. Look him up on Facebook, and please tell Stella and the crew you heard about him here. Our first look at the roads this morning at 619, then we'll have Rich's timeline for the 1st of November next.
Baby, it is cold outside. Ooh, this is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Man, you need that long underwear this morning. And warm the car up maybe a little bit. It is just chilly out there. We're looking at the cameras on the interstates. We see a lot of early risers headed into Montgomery. You have a speed limit drive through downtown Montgomery. We have no accidents on I-65 or 85 this morning. The boulevard looks great. Only a few cars here and there. But, of course, we're a few minutes away from that early morning push. Bundle up this morning. Warm the car up and try to be safe out there. Hey, your nails will look beautiful if you go to Bougie Nails, and your hair will be stunning if you go to Sheer Experience. Both are in the Festival Plaza. Festival Plaza at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton and Company development for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It's the annual Christmas Open House, November 1st to the 3rd at Southern Homes and Gardens. Shop Alabama's premier Christmas store, register to win door prizes, and enjoy complimentary treats, all while taking advantage of the best prices of the season. Save up to 50% off selected Christmas decor and pre-lit lifelike trees, wreaths, and garland. Shop pre-wrapped gifts, store-wide specials, and a huge selection of unique gifts for everyone on your list. Christmas Open House, November 1st to the 3rd at Southern Homes and Gardens.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the house. First of all, welcome back. And secondly, the holidays are here.
Bubba, it is here, and it couldn't come sooner. You know, new crop pecans fresh off the trees are at Tucker Pecan. New crop candies, all kinds of great candy and gift items are at Tucker Pecan Company. We are expanding the showroom with more candies. We're going to have more candies, more pecans, more gift selections than we've ever had. But, you know, we still have the great gifts, whether you want a corkcircle tumbler, you want a purse, you want jewelry, you want totes, you want just good Alabama products, Alaga syrup, the bearded pickles, Little Bull seasoning. We've got all those on the shelves, but we are getting back to what got us here. More candy, more pecans, more gift ideas, more gifts for all of our great customers.
And you are located where, my friend?
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Twas the day after Halloween, and all through the town, the stores and the malls took decorations down. But what would they do with all that empty space? They'd fill it up good and put Christmas in its place. A retail wonderland is where we are living, but it hasn't snowed yet. It's not even Thanksgiving. Christmas is going to be one to remember. That's because we started on the 1st of November.
623 with the timeline for the first day of the month. Here's your host, Rich Thomas.
305th day of the year, 60 days remain. I don't know why I'm talking like this.
I started it.
It's All Saints Day in the Catholic Church. That's the day after All Hallows Eve. Today is National Men Make Dinner Day. You're Now, I'm sure Roz cooks, right? But you are probably the main cooker?
Yes. Yeah. She does a nice job on several things,
yeah.
And it's always a nice surprise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do most of the...
It's nice.
She works hard.
You know, people like... and I don't mean to pick on Andrew, but he needs to learn how to cook because cooking is rewarding, you know?
It is.
You cook... Jay, you cook anything? I mean, do you have a dish or you do cook? You do chili, right?
I can cook.
You do chili?
I can make chili in my Instapot.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. I can make eggs.
What's the best thing you can do? Do you do casseroles and stuff?
I don't have a signature dish.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. International Stress Awareness Day and National Go Cook for Your Pets Day. Your Uncle Greg cooks for you, Bailey. And so does your daddy. You got a tough life. On this date, in 1512, Michelangelo's masterpiece on the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel was unveiled for the first time. Talk about being on your back for 4 years. Wow. On this date in 1800, our second president, John Adams, moves into his new White House. It had that new White House smell, too. You know? 1870, on this date, the United States Weather Bureau makes the first meteorological observations. By the way, thank you for all the reports from Prattville yesterday. We're going to have to get him inducted into the...
couldn't report. We had over an inch, but yeah. I couldn't report from my place because
I have the...
You don't know remotely, do you?
No, I don't. I can't do that.
I can tell you the monthly...
Rainfall, too?
The monthly rainfall that I had.
We're going to have to get him an official ceremony. You know, he's made it now.
Well,
he's made it now.
Yeah, he sure has made it.
Yeah, well, but he won't be first class yet. You're first class.
Yeah.
You know, well,
maybe I waited 2 years for that. If you give him...
Maybe we could start him off at second class, you think?
Yeah.
Now, remember, I only started around the 16th of the month.
I know.
Right before my birthday.
I know. 2 days before your birthday.
So, in those few days there, 2.09 inches of rain.
Oh, yeah. So. Wow, that's pretty good. 1894, Billboard Advertising Magazine, first published. Now you know it as Billboard. 1895, the first car magazine published. It was called The Horseless Age. 1897, Library of Congress opens to public. On this date, in 1896, the first bare-breasted women appear in National Geographic. Boys everywhere became instant fans of National Geographic. 19. You don't
that
even
sounded a little too perky.
You don't even have to hide that, you know, somewhere.
Right. Yeah. That
it's just out there.
Well, they usually had a picture of mountains or something on the front.
Right.
The other mountains were buried deep in the magazine.
Which mountain range was that?
The Saggies.
Okay.
The lower.
Weren't the Grand Teton.
I don't mind Zulus.
You mean Zuzu's petals? Is that what you're...
Of course. On this date in 1930, the Detroit-Windsor Tunnel is dedicated. It's a mile long between Windsor, Ontario, and Detroit, and you couldn't hear any radio for that mile long until CKOW engineer had a brilliant plan. They strung a transmission line, so all you could hear is the Big 8. CKLW. 1950, assassination attempt threatens President Harry Truman. Happened outside of Blair House. Truman was at Blair House while the White House was being renovated. He escaped unscathed. So, on this date in 1968, the Motion Picture Association of America had their system that came out G for general, M for mature, later changed to GP and PG, R for restricted, and X, which is now NC-17. 69, Suspicious Minds by Elvis Presley, number one. For our song of the day, we note that 42 years ago tomorrow, a 21-year-old boy from Ohio first started broadcasting in Montgomery, Alabama, and he's still doing it to this day. First time anyone heard this kid's voice in the market, it was over the intro to this song. WHHY at 2:04 in the morning. Bee Gees, How Deep Is Your Love?
Know your eyes in the morning sun. Feel you touch me in the pouring rain. And the moment that you wander far from me, I wanna feel you in my arms again. And you come to me on a summer breeze. Keep me warm in your love. Then you softly leave. And it's me you need.
was such a good-looking kid at 21 years old.
You're still a good-looking kid.
42 years ago tomorrow. On this date in 1982, the Playboy Channel debuts on cable. 7 years ago in 2012, Gmail becomes the world's most popular email service. Some birthdays today. Singer Bo Bice is 44 from American Idol Season 4. Jenny McCarthy is 47. Tim Cook is 59 from, he went to Auburn, but he's the CEO of Apple, so he does okay. Fernando, why can't I talk this morning? Fernando Valenzuela is 59, former Dodgers pitcher. 59.
Fernando.
Lyle Lovett is 62. Here's a dead or alive. Larry Flint.
Dead?
He's alive at 77.
You're kidding.
Hustler publisher. I thought he died too.
So did I.
I was so surprised this morning.
We should play that game. We should play
dead
that
or alive?
Game.
Yeah, we did that. This is the weekend we change the clocks and we go back to standard time. Birthday season ends a week from today. Thanksgiving is just 27 days away. Christmas 54 days away. And pitchers and catchers report in 105 days. That's the timeline.
With your host, how about Michelangelo? Who, by the way, painted the Sistine Chapel with paint used from ye old John Lee paints.
I bet he did.
Yeah. That's why it still looks so good. 6:30 is the time. We were, one of the great moments in the month of October was getting the call from my buddy Jim Smith that Adams Drugs was named Alabama's best retailer, winning the gold in that category. That's a statewide award. With businesses competing from Huntsville to Montgomery to Birmingham to Mobile and everything else in between. And they topped the field. And I was so proud that for the last 7 years I've been given the chance to talk about them. To those of you who are watching changes in larger pharmacies, those bigger chains, that are kind of unsettling, where you don't get that personal service that you used to because of changes in healthcare laws and everything else, they just don't have the time. And with mergers, you're just another face in a sea of faces. Long lines that drive up windows, all of that stuff. If you love something old-fashioned like personal service, appreciation for your business, try Adams Drugs. There's 12 locations. Three have wellness clinics, so you can get flu shots, shingle shots, those type of things. And, of course, gift shops in all the locations as well. And if all you need is a peanut butter cup and a Diet Coke to feel better, I sometimes prescribe that for myself at my Adams Drugs. My crew, Lamar and that gang out there on Vaughn Road, I go out of my way to go see them, even though the Adams Drugs across from Baptist East is closer, because they're my friends, and I would feel like I was betraying them if I took my business elsewhere. Great group. AdamsDrugs.net for the location, or you. 6:32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by the cruise that never ends at Caravita Village Senior Living. Semi-private suites from $13.99 and private suites for $15.49. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
This morning, frost is reported as far south as Opp, that's Covington County, and Banks, that's Pike County. It's 32 in Prattville right now. There's ice on your windshield, so make sure that you get out there a couple minutes early. And if you don't have an ice scraper, do what I do. Take a CD case. Scrape that ice off. Clear, crisp, and cool today. A little breezy, high around 60. Frost advisory in effect tonight. Patchy frost early tomorrow morning. Again, clear, cold, mid-30s tomorrow and Sunday. Sunshine, unseasonably cool. Low 60s both days, upper 30s at night. A little warmer Monday, high 67. Right now, northwest winds at 6. Out at the Montgomery Airport, it's 35, but some isolated spots are colder than that at 633.
What is our TV topic today?
Some things that seem to be created only to make you mad, like pop-up ads. How about CVS? You go into CVS Pharmacy, you buy bubble gum, and there's the thing is this long.
I saw a great joke on that the other day that it takes 5 CVS receipts to go to the moon and back.
That's true.
Something like that.
What is the
But they have
deal?
A good sense of humor about it. You get teased at the counter. Yeah, you buy one thing and not the spewing. It must go through like a forest full of trees.
Okay.
It does every year. And coming out of the end of this next break, an old favorite because it's now November, and we can slowly.
Oh, are we going on the wreck of the?
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
Okay.
6:34 is the time. check your tires this morning again, this sharp cold. Did you see the thing that I got from a listener? I put it on Facebook yesterday. October 1st, 100 degrees. October 31st, 37 degrees.
Yes. Quite, that is amazing.
Quite a dramatic month here in the South.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, it is chilly out there this morning, and we have an accident-free morning going on so far. The interstates are clear all the way through Montgomery. We're seeing an uptick in cars on the Eastern Boulevard, Northeastern Boulevard. We're even seeing a few cars show up on 231 out of Wetumpka this morning. Drive carefully, warm up the vehicle, and be safe out there. Remember to buckle up and don't text and drive. Haynes Ambulance Service serves Central Alabama both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Insurance company not calling you back? We'll make them. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
During November, we celebrate National Notary Public Week. It's a good time to think about notary publics, and if you can figure out what makes that stupid little stamp of theirs so special, give me a call, huh?
Fox News, I'm Jane Metzler. On the wildfire front, some good news and bad news.
In Sonoma County, the Kincaid Fire has burned 77,000 acres. It's now at 65% containment. Officials are allowing thousands of evacuees to return home.
Fox's Ray Bogan.
Evacuations here in San Bernardino are now lifted and residents are allowed to return home. But 850,000 people in Los Angeles and Ventura counties are still under critical fire weather warnings.
North of LA around Santa Paula, a new wind-driven wildfire erupting overnight could grow to 12,000 acres by this evening. More than 400,000 people waking up without power from South Carolina to Maine after severe storms tore through. Trees and power lines down. One trick-or-treater in New York State suffering broken bones when a tree fell on her. America is listening to Fox News.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
How would you like free rent for a year? How about a free vacation? How about a new car? Come into Wind Creek Montgomery now through Friday, November 22nd and earn chances to win in our Rent, Rest, and Ride giveaway. Then on November 22nd at 7, 8, and 9 p.m., three players will win free rent for a year, a free trip to any Wind Creek resort, or a Ford Mustang, Jeep Compass Latitude, or Dodge Charger SXT. So come into Wind Creek Montgomery for Rent, Rest, and Ride.
Hello, this is David Ernest with Ernest Financial. And just like Ernest Financial makes lots of money for our clients, Blue Water has helped us make lots of money for our company. You cannot go wrong with advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I wish every day was Friday.
I am confounded by people who are confused by daylight savings time.
Because I refuse to bow to the big government chrono-Nazis and their daylight savings time. No Washington bureaucrat tells me how to adjust for the tilt of the Earth's axis.
Paradox-free time travel is possible after all.
I need your help to get to the year 1985.
Gotta get back in time.
No one embodies the holiday spirit better than Gordon Lightfoot.
Really?
You bet. And now, Gordon Lightfoot takes his best-known song, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, and gift-wraps it around your favorite carols to create his new holiday album, Gordon Lightfoot Sings Christmas.
You better watch out and you better not cry. You better not pout, I'm telling you.
Yes, Gordon Lightfoot is coming to town with a sleigh load of songs like this.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree.
It's Gordon Lightfoot. Lightfoot Sings Christmas. And you'll want to beat him like a drum when you hear his rendition of The Little Drummer Boy.
Oh, come, they told me, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum, my newborn king to see, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum.
Gordon Lightfoot has compiled the holiday music collection you'll wish would sink to the bottom of Lake Superior.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly.
Friends and family will pray for a silent night when you put on Gordon Lightfoot Sings Christmas.
It's showtime.
It's official now. We have started our pre-Christmas Christmas bit.
Yep, that's the official start right there. Yes,
as
sir.
We get ready to join CBS 8, ABC 32, and the cast of Rising. Our topic, theme, things that seem to exist only to annoy us. So we're just waiting for our cue. Still very... outside too.
It is. Frost as far south as Op and Banks this morning. So they could have had a frost advisory out this morning. They kind of, oops, they put one out for tonight, though.
Energize your day.
Here we go.
Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Apparently there's a discussion right now on Reddit where people where people are coming up with things they really only seem to exist to make you angry.
Yeah, and some of these best things are the things people make people angry are recipe websites that have long personal stories before they finally get to the recipe. Triggered over
that
here.
That is a good one, yeah.
And she tags on clothing, pop-up ads, and CVS receipts.
All of these are triggering for me. We're going to bring in the gang over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Oh, my gosh.
Good morning.
I just need to know why.
Yeah, we're just talking about CVS receipts, and you can buy one piece of gum, right?
Yeah.
And it's a mile long. What did you say?
They hand you a wedding runner.
What was the joke about?
I believe it takes 6 CVS receipts to stretch to the moon and back.
That's all it does.
And it just keeps coming. And, yeah, like you buy one thing.
Right.
And then you look at what's on the receipt, and it's like going through the Dead Sea Scrolls. And there's nothing on there that is of any use.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think mine just generally goes straight.
That's what I was saying. Someone was like, "There." Someone told me I complain about this several times on Instagram, and someone said they're coupons. But I'm like, the things that are on there are not things that I would. It's like you get $2 off if you buy 12 tubes of toothpaste.
Yeah, I wish that sometimes we could do a segment called Jalea's Instagram. And
I'm all for that.
That you learn where Jalea is unrolling the CVS receipt and screaming at her phone.
Nobody wants to hear it face to face, so I just feel like I'll just put this out here and I'll just get it off my chest. Yeah.
I got to make sure I'm following Jalea on Instagram. I'm not sure. I don't go to Instagram all.
I don't want to disappoint. I feel like, but more than welcome to. I just don't want you to feel
I don't
like
need
great content there. Mostly it's just me lip singing.
I don't need another.
That is great content here, though.
You're about to get all these requests. Yes.
Sometimes I think social media exists only to aggravate us. But something on the list here that got my attention,
yeah,
clickbait headlines.
I'm
a
yeah.
sucker for these. And they're there to anger us for two reasons. Mm-hmm. One, they never deliver what the one picture
exactly.
says. Shocking
right.
photos
right.
never seen before. So you go and you take a look. And then...
Well, they'll never be seen.
The other thing I hate are slideshows online.
Oh,
why
yeah.
do they have to do
oh,
it?
Yeah.
Why can't they can just
yes.
do one big column of pictures
exactly.
and stories?
Yeah.
You got to keep clicking. I guess that's how they pay for those things.
I don't know.
But you never get what you think you're going to see.
Pop-up ads. I turn off pop... I have a pop-up blocker.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
But, man, there was... Yeah, I have to be...
Not going to tell that story, are you?
Well, I had a horrible...
Personal stories before they finally get to the recipe. I feel like, Greg, you might... Well, maybe, you know, I feel like maybe because you make everything from scratch and you just don't need a recipe.
What was
but
that?
Whenever I'm trying to be creative and I find a recipe yeah. on there and it's like... You know, picture, and I saw a meme about this, so I know I'm not the only one, and clearly if it made it onto the survey, but like, people are like, picture it, it's a fall day, the kids have just come from soccer practice.
Just tell
it's
me
like,
how to
I just want
to
know exactly how many cans of beans.
Right, yeah. exactly.
That's it.
I'll write my own backstory. Thank you very much.
I have Alexa tell me what, you know.
And like, I've said this before, but when it says, like, a pinch or...
Oh, yeah.
For,
what is
for
that?
All these real cooks
very true.
Out there, I'm right. just out here trying to make some spaghetti, and it's giving me, like, a smidge.
Exactly. Or, that's like when you ask someone for a recipe, and they're like, oh, it's super easy. I just do a little this, do a little that. I just eye it.
Put it in the oven.
And you're like, I just eye it. And you're like, okay, do you not want to tell me the recipe?
And what is 1/8 teaspoon? Teaspoon. 1/8 teaspoon.
It's not worth getting a 1/8 teaspoon spoon.
Exactly. You know,
the key is to learn the seasons.
Two sizes, the big spoon and the little spoon.
That's two peaches. Y'all didn't spend enough time with your grandparents in the kitchen.
I guess so. No.
Good point, Ryan.
By the way, Ryan's...
All around.
By the way, speaking of stuff that's cooked, Ryan's chili was absolutely wonderful. Whatever you do on your chili, you do it right.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah, it was really good.
Oh.
Yeah. It's excellent.
It's just love.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what it is?
How much chili did you have left over?
Last week for him to bring some.
I gave it away to the neighbors. I have some in the freezer. I'm set for winter.
Oh, in the freezer. Bring some.
Yeah, not to the co-anchor.
Mandy and I begged all week.
Yeah, you know.
Well, too bad the co-anchors didn't show up to their event.
Yeah.
Of course, one of them had
my birthday.
Oh, that's right.
I was out of town as well, yeah. So, I'm sorry. I should have planned better for them.
They want us to rap, I guess.
Right, that is all the time we got.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. We've gotten rap four or five times now. So, we're all worked up. Exactly.
Have a great weekend, guys.
I see you later.
Too.
Take care, guys.
And if you want to hear more from our friends, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday starting at 6.
So do we? Have we seen the pictures from yesterday's photo shoot?
No,
we haven't.
We got out of there just in time.
Yeah, the rains. The bottom drove opened up.
Man.
Whoa!
The ride home was.
It was interesting.
Tight grip on the steering wheel.
Yes, sir. Yes, it was.
But you had to come back here.
Well, yeah.
I'm just telling you, I felt bad for you.
But yeah. I have a feeling that. I think the pictures probably turned out good. I mean, I looked at that picture that they took of Bailey and I. That looked pretty good.
Well, it was surprising. You know, I've been doing photo shoots and stuff like that my whole career. And what amazed me yesterday was...
She took two clicks?
Two clicks and done.
And okay. Done.
I think we're done.
Usually we get like 70 of them to look
right,
at.
Right, yeah, yeah.
And then we hate them all. Yeah. Maybe that's why they don't do
Cock
that.
Cock your head. All right. Now look up at the ceiling. All right.
Either that or we opted for the discount package as a company. We never 646.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
The biggest show of the weekend expected to be Linda Hamilton returning as Sarah Connor to protect a young girl from a new liquid Terminator with the help of a cyber-kinetically enhanced soldier from the future and Arnold Schwarzenegger's T-800, Carl.
After 35 years, Arnold Schwarzenegger returns as the Terminator. And this time, he's older than ever.
Come with me if you want the pens.
The Cyberdyne System Series 800 Model 101 hasn't been updated in a long time.
I'm looking for Sarah Connor. She has my preparation H.
Terminator, dark age spots.
Ow, my back.
Now playing, check your blood pressure for showtimes.
Want to venture a guess on box office on that?
I don't know.
I kind of think it sounds over to me.
I don't know. I don't
30
million?
30 million? I'm going to go with... All right, let's write some stuff down here, why don't we? All right. Greg's going 30 million.
Yeah.
I hate this game. I really do. All right, I'll go 44.
He's going 44, awfully specific. Jay is going to go with...
50.
Mainly because Jay's going to go see it today.
Oh, you are?
Oh, yeah.
Can I raise mine?
I mean, yeah, sure.
If it falls into your wheelhouse of movies you got
to
see.
I'd like to go see it. I haven't been to a movie in a while. I'd like to go see it.
What did I guess, 30?
30.
Rich has 44. Give me 36.
All right.
I love throwing millions of dollars around just like that. It's kind of cool.
Hollywood Stock Exchange was fantastic, by the way.
Hollywood Stock Exchange?
Yeah, it's basically it's a website you go to, you sign up for it and everything else, and then you get a fake amount of money. And you place your bets. You know, you put your investment into movies that are opening, and if they do good, you get return and that sort of thing.
So, I didn't know about
it's
that.
It's a fun little thing. It's like fantasy football, but it's not at all like fantasy football.
Hey, guess what Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt are fighting over?
Yeah, oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
Their castle in France. $67 million castle? Who gets the castle?
It's their castle in France. A historic estate they bought for $67 million in 2008. I don't know how French property appraisals are going.
She claims that it was her idea and she should get it because it was her idea. And Brad thinks that he's given up too much already.
Look at Rich. Look at Rich digging into the celebrity news.
I get that that same email at 3 in the morning.
Note to Brad Pitt, Rich Thomas is on your side. The gods are with you on that one. This guy, Mattress Mac, he's not a porn star.
Okay.
He's a furniture store owner.
He's not a porn star.
Well, Mattress Mac. He lost $13 million betting on the Houston Astros to win the World Series.
Oh, boy.
Jeez. But even if he won, he would have had to give away $20 million in free mattresses because of a promotion he was running.
Good thing David hasn't done that, huh?
Yeah. He's not too upset about it because had the Astros won, he would have been given away about the same amount. He says, basically, I am coming out even. I don't get the math on all of this. It's kind of a complicated promotion. It was a season-long deal in stores. He promised to refund all purchases of more than 3,000 if the Astros won the title so that not everybody can run in and spend $3,000.
Right.
But they didn't, so he's got... anybody that spent more than $3,000 during the season gets a full refund. 41% of pro golfers claim that they have had that.
Oh?
On the golf course.
On the golf course?
Mm-hmm. Golf.com.
God.
Let me just say this.
I've never had a hole in one on the golf course.
I did.
Oh, we're talking about that.
That's better than my Zulu.
If you're lucky, you meet somebody that can play. You don't have to play well, just play and enjoys it. You're outside, and lots of balls get lost in the woods. The big hedges and bushes and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And I think there's something kind of enticing about being outside.
I think you're right. We've been on blankets watching meteor showers on a golf course at midnight. Yeah, I can see how that would. Wow.
I've got everything shuffled up here.
If Arnold Palmer ever did that.
A report from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention says smoking in movies is on the rise. From 2010 to 18, tobacco use in top grossing movies increased 57%. Again, you know, oh, gee, they're smoking a cigarette on the movie screen. I think I ought to try that. Well, the whole nanny state garbage.
I think if kids look up to that particular person or character, maybe that would be influencing them. I don't know.
73% of characters who use tobacco in these biopics were fictional, so their smoking habit is essentially unnecessary. Mm-hmm. Gripe, gripe, gripe. The movie Green Book?
Yeah.
Biographical drama.
Have you seen it?
I have not.
It was Picture of the Year.
Yeah, well, but I don't remember what the... I don't want to say what it was about because you'll say 2 hours long.
No, a black artist, a pianist in New York City decides to tour across the South in the difficult
the
time
Green Book
in
the
60s.
Places they could hotel. Yeah.
And his driver / protector, it's just a great movie. It's a great movie.
Well, they're complaining because there was more smoking in that, but at that time, that would have been very representative.
Everybody smoked.
Yep. America's favorite Sesame Street character is not Elmo. It's Cookie Monster. Big Bird came in turd. Apple TV. I found this annoying because I saw a preview for it.
Mm-hmm.
For All Mankind, an alternate history of the space race.
Space race?
Well, Wathia beat that to be the first to land on the moon. So America quickly launched a program to train female astronauts to be the first to put a woman on the moon. Yeah, alternate history because we don't like regular history, so we're going to change it.
Mm-hmm.
Rosie O'Donnell and her fiancé, have they split up?
I don't care.
Okay.
Can she be abrasive? Maybe? No?
You, Rosie, abrasive. She can sand your deck with just a couple of sentences. And Jamie Lee Curtis has posted a teaser for Halloween Kills. She's going to be doing another Halloween movie.
Yeah, they've got two. They have two lined up.
At age what? She's got to be 70, right?
Oh, Jamie Lee? I don't know.
She's not the teenage babysitter that the bad guy can chase around the house.
No, that's not how, what she portrays in there either. She's got gray hair and everything going through the thing.
Jason's dead, though, right? Or
this is Michael Myers.
Michael. Yeah, I got the wrong.
He's never dead. Franchise. She's 60 years old.
That's all.
Yeah, but she looked older in that last movie.
Yeah, I mean, they made her up to...
She looked old in Trading Places with Dan Aykroyd when she played the...
No, she didn't.
She'll be 61 on the 22nd of this month. Mm.
Well, what do you think about that?
I think that would make her 3 years younger than me.
That is the Cheap and Trashy for today at 654 Lewis Lawn at 1135 Northeastern Bypass, opening in 6 shopping minutes. Chad Sasser will turn the key in the door. They have two showrooms there. They expanded their space this year, which was great to see them grow. That allowed them to bring in new tractor-style mowers for those who are interested, but they still carry the same great line of X-Mark, Echo, Toro mowers of all types and styles, everything from the Big Zero Turn right down to the Self-Propel, which if you have a reasonably sized lawn, is a great way to get it done because you chase that thing around, you burn some calories, and it gets the job done nice. Toro is such a reliable product. I have two Toro mowers, both purchased at Lewis Lawn, and the first one is still running after 12 mowing seasons. That's pretty impressive. The reason it is, every year it gets serviced at Lewis Lawn. They got a full service department to take care of warranty repairs and anything else you might need. Plus, all the Shindawa products, all the steel products. I imagine with this cold air, we're going to see a lot of leafage on the ground now. Pile those up with your steel blower. A great gift that comes in handy throughout the year for clearing off sidewalks and decks, and an incredibly reliable product. That's one I've had for 7-8 years, and I've never had to get it serviced. It still works like a top. Lewis Lawn, 1135 Northeastern Bypass, next to Walter Craig. Reach out at 244-9191. Open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. 655.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident to report at Vaughn Road and Bridlebrook. This is going to be out near Pike Road. Use caution out that way if you're coming out of that subdivision. Emergency vehicles are almost on the scene, if not already there. Also, we have a lot of traffic coming through Montgomery this morning on I-65 and 85. A lot of people trying to get into the city. The interstates are rolling smooth right now. No accidents there. Boulevard looking good. Just a lot of cars beginning to dump onto it, as well as Atlanta Highway inbound. Use caution out there this morning and stay right here with us for more traffic updates. The number one selling car in America and the number one selling car in the world is at Reinhardt Toyota. Reinhardt Toyota, now open on Sundays after church from noon until 6 for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured through no fault of your own, you need a local attorney on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
We've already played Gordon Lightfoot Sings Christmas, and we will slowly begin moving some of our holiday classics into the show. Duncan and Son Predictathon next hour.
He called, by the way. Have you talked to Mr. Duncan?
No.
He and Mitch are out of town.
Oh.
So, I've got a number that we can reach out to them and call them.
Oh, okay.
And get them on. So.
Well, that's fine, by phone.
Yep.
I did get a traffic advisory from Cooter. Vaughn Road east of Bridlebrook will be completely blocked due to a traffic accident. And that's from the Montgomery County Sherry's Office.
Sherry's Office.
That's why they go have Sherry and talk about.
And that great song that they have.
Sherry.
Oh, Sherry.
That's Vaughn Road east of Bridlebrook, completely blocked due to a wreck. Thank you, Cooter, for being a good deputy traffic reporter.
Hey, it's Jay Scott here to talk to you about Millbrook Family Chiropractic. Dr. Jeff Pasley, who, by the way, is fantastic. Guy plays guitar, but I didn't see a guitar in his office when I was there talking to him.
He does play well.
But he does play very well. And I think, honestly, he and I could have probably sat there and talked for another full hour. But he had another patient come in. And, of course, patients come first at Millbrook Family Chiropractic. In fact, if you want to go online to their website, millbrookchiropractor.com, you can fill out all the patient forms you need if you want to go and see them so that you don't have to deal with that when you get there. Sit down, fill it all out on the stupid clipboard like I had to do when I went to the doctor's office the other day. It's my family doctor. I shouldn't have to fill it out again, but I had to fill it out again. But yeah, so check out MillbrookChiropractor.com. If you're thinking, you know, maybe you're waking up and it just feels off. Maybe the cold got to you. Who knows what it could be? Well, get it checked out. Don't live in pain. And also, don't get stuck on those opioids that they give you to get off the pain. They can help you at Millbrook Family Chiropractic. Hours, location, it's all there at MillbrookChiropractor.com.
Thank you, Jay. All right, coming up after the top of the hour, we've got random facts. Mm-hmm. That'll be followed by a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question. Duncan and Son Predictathon via the telephone today at 6:59.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15 SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money